Welcome to the Tom Green Interview. Well, we got an amazing show today. I've got the Trailer Park Boys, all three of them, I'll say in quotes, in character, meaning I have Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles on the show today. And that is going to be amazing. If you don't know the Trailer Park Boys, you've been living under a rock. They, of course, have one of the longest running television shows in history. Canadian legends. You can see them on Netflix and all over the place in many different spots on comedy clubs and theaters and cruise ships and of course on television. And I'm excited to have them in character, and that should be amazing. Also, my mom calls. She's checking in on me. In case you're wondering about where I am. I'm actually on a mountaintop right now in my van, up about 10,000 feet up. Well, maybe I drove down a little bit. I slept about 12,000 feet up last night. I drove down a little further than that to where I got a cell signal. And I'm broadcasting from my van, which I've built a podcasting studio in and a recording studio in, and I'm working on some new music. Some new music will be coming soon, and I'm recording these podcasts. So let's just jump right into it. My mom called and she wanted to check in on me, make sure I'm doing all right. Mom and I talk every day. Dad and I talk every day. They're kind of worried a little bit, but also excited. If you've been following along, you can see I've been making some pretty cool videos. I've been enjoying the videos. I've got my drone. I've been making videos in the last few weeks. I've been putting them on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TomGreen, and they're really coming out great. I've got a great new camera. I'm editing them in the van. I'm getting into color correction. It's really a lot of fun. Color grading is my new jam. But so go check those videos out. Follow along. Follow on Instagram at Tom Green, and you can see some photos there. But the main spot to see the visual side of this trip is on youtube.com/TomGreen. And please subscribe to this podcast brought to you by Audio Up. And this is a lot of fun. So today on the show, Mom Green, Mary Jane Green. That's her name, Mary Jane Green. Very fitting that Mary Jane Green would be calling in during the Trailer Park Boys episode, because the Trailer Park Boys are also known for their Mary Jane Green. Okay. Let's take a call from Mom, and then we got the Trailer Park Boys.
Lacey, come down here, the dog.
Who's Lacey?
She's upstairs.
Who's Lacey?
Lacey's Joe's pup.
Lacey is what?
I know, and
okay.
Joe's puppy.
This is what I want
She's
you to do, Mom.
Dog,
this,
Mom, like Charlie. Okay.
Mom, this is what I want you to do. I want you to speak directly into the speaker of your phone and focus on enunciating and making your voice clear, because we're on the radio.
Am I not enunciating and making my voice clear?
Oh, you are now. That was amazing.
Okay. Well, I was kind of anxious because the puppy was upstairs and she's just learning.
I could tell. I could tell.
Up and down.
I could tell you weren't concentrating on the fact that we're on the radio.
Well, I didn't know we were on the radio. I thought we were just testing.
No, it's never just a test.
Well, that's what you said.
I know, but it's never just a test. I mean, I'm recording, I'm testing the whole thing and probably going to put it on the show.
Ah, okay. Well, hi, everybody.
So I'm at the top of the Wasatch Plateau right now in my van, as you know. And it's crazy out here. And the view
is... Where is that?
It's in Utah.
Oh, okay.
And I slept here at the top of a mountain tonight. And it's a beautiful, beautiful view. I slept at 12,000 feet up at the top of a mountain. It was freezing, but everything's good. And the studio's working great. And I have a great cell signal. And that is feeding my phone system here. And everything's working great. So thanks for calling in and checking up on me. Have you been following along with the journey so far? How do you feel like I'm doing?
I think you're doing fine. I think you're having fun. You've been to some beautiful places, for sure. I think it's great.
Tell people how it's going down from your perspective as far as, like, you know, I call you every day, basically, and let you know that I'm alive, right?
That's right, because you are sort of off all by yourself. Oh, well, you've got Charlie, but, you know, we do kind of worry because you're going to the middle of nowhere, and, you know, that one time you got stuck.
Yeah, I know. I haven't really shown the video of that yet, but I'm going to show the video of that soon.
Right.
That was the first night.
So that, you know, was scary. We were kind of worried that night. We thought, oh, no, he's down this, you know, road in the desert.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you managed to get out of that tangle. So, you know, we were pretty confident that after that you probably knew what you were doing.
But you also know that I'm very proficient as a woodsman, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've been out in the woods doing all sorts of things since you were a kid. So, sure. You know how to catch a fish. You know how to build a fire. You know all that stuff.
And how do I know all of these things?
Well, because, you know, you grew up learning that when we were at the lake and when you were, you know, went off on a canoe trip when you were, I forget how old you were, 15 maybe? I'm not sure.
14.
And you were gone for 3 or 4 weeks, I think. Way up northern Ontario.
4 weeks. Intensive.
Oh, your dad's saying maybe it was 6 weeks.
I think that's about a long time. Yeah. Why did you feel the need to, why did you and my father feel the need to send me on that intensive canoe trip when I was 14 years old?
Well, I guess it was, would be a fun experience, I suppose. You learned a lot from that.
Yes, but you realized there was sort of minimal safety precautions, right? Like, it was like 12 kids with one counselor, and the counselor was like 21 years old.
Right. So you had to, you know, actually be a little adult in a way, which is good. It's good for young people to learn to be something other than just people who play around and, you know, and think only of, you know, their next new skateboard or something.
But there was a few times on that trip, I remember, where the waves on Lake Kipawa in northern Quebec were enormous, and we were stuck out in the middle of the lake, and we could have easily all capsized and been killed. You didn't seem to care that much about that, did you?
Well, I think we didn't realize it was quite as poorly supervised as it was.
I think what it was an American organization from northern New York State, and they were kind of winging it. They went up to northern Ontario and northern Quebec and may not have quite realized how wild it was up there.
Maybe not.
I mean, it just seemed a little loosey-goosey to me. 14 years old, a bunch of other 14-year-olds. I remember you dropped me off in North Bay. I met this group in a minivan who'd driven up from Cooperstown, New York. And all of a sudden, I'm in a van with a bunch of people I don't know at 14 years old. Now we're driving off into the wilderness.
I thought you went on the bus up to North Bay.
Yeah, I did. You dropped me off at the bus station. That's right.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You dropped me off at the bus station in Ottawa, a one-way ticket to North Bay. I get to North Bay. I remember I got there 8 hours before the counselor and the other kids from New York arrived in a minivan. So I ended up walking up and down the streets of North Bay by myself. Fortunately, there was a joke shop there. Remember those joke shops?
Yeah, I remember. And you have subsequently gone and visited that joke shop, I think.
I love that joke shop, yeah.
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 Well, you see, Tom, it was, you know, it was a really good experience. I mean, clearly we had confidence that you were able to deal with independence.
Yeah, I know. I think it probably shaped me in a lot of ways. It's probably why I'm living in a van right now.
Could be.
I like the solitude of just being alone in the wilderness. But I got to tell you, I'm having a great time. This has been amazing. And building the studio has been amazing. What's that?
Have you seen any snakes?
I have not seen a snake. I've been in the desert more than I've been in the woods. I've been in the desert in the last month, and mm-hmm. I have not seen a snake. No, thankfully.
Well, that's good.
It is good.
You really don't want to see one.
You know, I don't really see a lot of snakes ever for some reason, but I haven't seen a snake. Charlie does have a rattlesnake vaccine. I don't. I'm wearing my army boots that I got in Afghanistan with the Canadian military. Or possibly the Iraqi boots. I forget. I got a pair in Iraq and I got a pair in Afghanistan. They're both very similar boots. And listen, I'm living out here, and I'm enjoying the solitude. I'm enjoying being alone. I'm enjoying making the videos. Have you been enjoying the videos that I've been making and posting on my YouTube channel?
Yeah, I have been. I think they're great. I really have enjoyed them. I really liked watching you cook your bacon and eggs.
Yeah,
it was fun. Yeah,
the quality of the video is pretty good, right? Are you surprised that I'm able to do that? Did you know that I could make a video like that?
Well, I knew you were a good photographer, Tom, and a videographer. I mean, you've been doing it for, you know, since you were a teenager. So that's not a surprise.
I'm putting a lot of effort into these particular videos right now, though. I've gotten a new camera. I've gotten a drone. I'm spending a lot of time really getting into the weeds with how to get the best images out of the lenses that I have and the camera that I have. And I'm really pushing myself technically and creatively and artistically to try to deliver a better product than I have put out.
That
ever.
Drone is amazing. When you showed the drone flying into the other camera, it looks like an insect.
Yeah.
You know, like it almost has, well, I guess it does have eyes. It must be the lenses, but I mean, it really does look like a bug.
Yeah. And it buzzes like a bug.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's fun, right?
Anyway, It's cool. I like the drone.
Good.
Is it hard to maneuver?
No. I mean, I've taken to it quite nicely. And, you know, the technology has made these things fly very smoothly now. They have a GPS system in it. So if at any point you feel like you've lost control or are unaware of what you're doing, you just let go of the controls and it just sort of steadies itself out and it just hovers in the exact spot that it's in. And then that gives you a second to kind of acclimate and figure out where it is and how to get it back.
Well, it looked really neat. I think it was in the Valley of the Gods, how you could see all around, like you were right, sort of, you had the best looking spot. That, you know, you could look all around. It was neat.
Tell the people how sometimes I've been driving, and when I say sometimes, almost regularly, not every day, but quite often, I'll be driving, the sun will be going down, I will have no idea where I'm going to camp that night, I have poor internet reception on the lonely, isolated, hardly used highway that I'm on in the middle of nowhere, but I have enough cell reception to call you, my mommy, and my daddy. And
where am I supposed to go?
And you help me find a place to camp. Tell me what that's like. Tell me how that goes down. Tell our audience
how does that go down. Well, I get on the computer and I look for, you know, maps of the area you're in. And sometimes you're not exactly sure of what highway you're in. on. So I have to say, well, is there a town? Where did you just come from? So then I try to hone in on that. And then look, and sometimes you want a dispersed camping spot where you can camp without facilities, and other times you're looking for a place where you can plug in. Oh, yep. There's Charlie.
Charlie's barking, probably a grizzly bear walking up to the camp.
Maybe. Yikes.
I'll say that's one good thing about Charlie, and there's a lot of good things about her, but she really, really is a great guard dog. Charlie, it's okay. It's okay. I'm looking. I actually don't know if it's okay. There probably is a bear walking up. But, I mean, I'm all alone here. But there's something, some animal in the woods or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but usually between, you know, all of us, you find a good spot.
Yeah.
Amongst all of us. Amongst all of us.
And we get some great images, and we're bringing them to the people.
Yeah.
On the social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen,
on your social media.
I'm glad you were able to check in. I'm going to be, you know, interacting and engaging with my audience and with you as I continue this adventure. You have a new potcake dog. Joe, my brother Joe, has a new potcake dog, same breed as my dog, Charlie. How's that going? How's that going?
Well, she's a handful for sure, but she's very cute, and she has her own Instagram page.
Yeah, Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y.
Lacey, the potcake dog.
Lacey the potcake dog, and mine is Charlie the potcake dog, C-H-A-R-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
And so L-A-C-E-Y. The potcake dog.
So we put little... updates on there, but she is funny. She's funny and cute, and she's still in her teething stage, so she's chewing me and your dad and everybody, but I think that'll be hopefully over soon.
Hold on. It's a grizzly bear. Charlie, it's okay. Charlie, stop. She's on her little leash, so she can't run off, but... Okay, Mom. Well, listen, thanks a lot. I appreciate you helping me do this test. I just set the studio up, and I'm going to be talking to some people this week and creating some new podcasts for Audio Up, the Tom Green interview.
Yeah, great. Well, be careful and take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. I'll talk to you later. Say hi to Dad for me, and I'll talk to you soon.
I will.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Mary Jane Green, my mother. Always nice to hear from Mom checking in on me in the van. And now let's not take up too much time here, because we got a long show here today, and it's an exciting show, and this is going to be great. Here are Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles, the Trailer Park Boys, on the Tom Green interview. Hello, Ricky, Julian, Bubbles.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up, Tom?
Oh, wow. This is cool. I can, everything is great. I'm in my van. I'm in the Wasatch Plateau in Utah at the top of a mountain. And if the internet's a little spotty, just forgive me. But thanks for calling. It's the Trailer Park Boys. I can't believe it. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic.
Yeah, we're not at the top of any mountains. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, we're in a trailer.
Yeah, I know it's kind of
a little moldy.
I'm kind of in a trailer myself. I've been traveling around the country the last month or so, and continuing this. I'm on my way to Austin, Texas. Going to go do the Joe Rogan podcast, and then I'm heading up to Canada. So are you guys in Canada now?
We are on the east coast of Canada, just sitting here in a rainstorm, watching the water come in through Ricky's ceiling.
That's amazing. That's Bubbles there, of course. How are you, Bubbles? Are you all in SwearNet together? Are you all in the same place right now?
Yes, we're at Ricky's trailer here.
Oh.
Just sitting here having a good time.
Oh, okay. Now tell me a little bit about your trailer, Ricky.
It definitely needs a new roof. It's leaking in the living room and both bedrooms at the moment. Kitchen's pretty good so far, but...
Now, do you spend a lot of time in Halifax, or are you always on the road now, traveling around the world? Since you have such a huge international following, How much time do you get to spend at home in Nova Scotia?
Well, we were traveling quite a bit until this. You know, there's a virus going around called coronavirus, and it's we're not allowed to travel because of it right now.
Yeah, how does that affect the Trailer Park Boys? Does it affect you guys any differently than the average person?
Well, when it started there, Ricky was living out in the woods. How long were you out in the woods, Ricky?
It was a while. I was scared of this thing. But
Ricky lived in the woods, and he became friends with a bunch of squirrels and wildlife and, you know, and Julian was, where were you living, Julian?
I kind of borrowed somebody's house. I knew that they were away over in Europe, and they didn't get back, so it was a pretty nice-looking place. It, you know, they had lots of food in the freezer and lots of booze, and, you know, I had a pretty good time.
Well, you just
kind of like a mansion.
You just moved into someone's mansion?
Yeah, yeah, and I had to leave. I ran out of food, but, you know. Well, it went okay, man.
I mean, if there's any positives from this whole thing, is that, you know, now it's normal to wear a mask, so it's a lot easier to rob a store or rob a place because, you know.
Way easier.
You walk in with a mask on, they don't really suspect anything.
Now, do you still have to rob places these days, or what's going on?
I'm trying not to, but, you know, I do need a new roof, so we'll see what happens in the next few days.
Well, it's because you're trying to fix it with oatmeal, Ricky. You can't do that. Well, when it gets hard in the bowls.
You can fix things with oatmeal, believe me.
But not a roof, man.
Now, what's going on with SwearNet? And tell me a bit about SwearNet, your web television channel.
Yeah, it's these three sort of goofballs that started this thing, and they just pay us. They come over with the cameras, and they just pay us to be on there doing whatever, you know? So it works out well. They come to Ricky's trailer once a week with the cameras, and they film us, and I get free cat food out of the deal. So it's nice.
But now, what kind of things are you talking about on SwearNet now?
Well, we mostly do a podcast, but they have some other shows on there, and apparently they're launching an app this month or next month.
No, they have a new app coming out in December that apparently is going to be quite a thing, live streaming coming off of it and the whole thing. So they're pretty excited about it, but I don't know.
How long has this journey been going on for you guys? When did this all start, and how did it start?
Jeez, it's been going on for about 20 years now. Long time, man, a long time.
20 years, and it started when Julian hired some guys because he went and saw a psychic that told him he was going to die, so we hired a camera crew 20 years ago.
You know, I thought it'd be good to document my life and, you know, maybe take this video and show it to, you know, high school students or whatever, just to show them what it's like, what life is really like. And it's been going on for 20 years now. So I don't know. I think we've helped out a lot of people.
Was there a point when you realized, hey, this is going to keep happening for a while? I mean, you how did it actually start? You were filming the documentary at the trailer park, and then was there a point where you realized people are watching this all over the world?
Yes, there was. I mean, we started, you know, we'd go out to a bar or whatever to have a drink, and I remember people coming up saying, I know you, here, have a free drink. That's when it was game on for us, when the free drink started rolling in.
Yeah, free dope, which is really cool.
That's probably all you really ever wanted out of the deal, right?
That's all I ever needed.
Free dope, free cat food. I get free cat food.
And some free suppers and stuff here and there.
Yeah, you get a free supper every now and then. And, I mean, that's really what it's all about, a couple of free things. And
we got to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah,
always,
yeah.
You know?
A supper. That's, that makes me feel very at home when I hear you use the word supper. I've been living in the United States too long. Whenever I go home to visit family, my mom always says, we're making supper. And then for a while there, I would say, you mean dinner? And then she stopped saying supper. And then I said, no, don't stop saying supper. I like supper. I like you saying supper.
People don't call it supper down there?
No,
it's all dinner.
Down there, dinner happens at night. Up here, you have dinner at noon, and you have supper at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you guys eat late in California, don't you?
Yeah.
Like 8, 9 o'clock. dinners?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and then I think calling lunch dinner though is an East Coast Canadian thing because we never called lunch dinner in Ottawa when I was growing up.
Would be breakfast, dinner, and supper. Those are my three meals I have.
See,
really?
I have lunch. I don't know. I always use lunch.
I have lunch. I don't have dinner.
I have dinner at noon.
I just wish they could fucking decide and just pick one and go.
What about this, Tom? Do you ever have Lupper?
Lupper? No. That's like a combination of lunch and supper.
And supper, yeah. Lupper is my favorite meal. You know, then you can get into drinking at supper.
I like Snapper. That's when you have a snack at supper.
I've never had a Snapper before.
Brupper is pretty good too, when you have bacon and eggs for supper.
So, are you guys managing your own social media accounts?
Well, Bubbles is trying to. He's, you know, I don't know.
It's very difficult, very complicated. A lot of, you know, because I'm not good at remembering passwords, and I'm always getting locked out of there.
Because I imagine you have so many fans around the world. It must be exciting now that we've entered this modern era where we all have these ways of communicating on our phone directly with the Trailer Park Boys. Who's the most social media savvy of the three of you? Ricky, Julian, or Bubbles?
Definitely Bubbles.
Definitely Bubbles.
I'm not good at technology stuff.
No, but once I get you logged in, you're pretty good. Ricky, I showed you how to tweet the other day.
I just got off a flip phone a couple months ago, so I'm still getting used to it all.
Are you guys taking, like, you have different shows on SwearNet, right? There's a whole bunch of different shows on your network?
Yes, there's all kinds of things on there, like, I don't know what exactly, but there's different types of, I mean, we're on there doing stuff, and then they've got other people on there doing stuff. It's really quite something to see, and everybody should check it out, really.
So what do you think of Netflix? Netflix is playing all of your shows now. Are you involved in that, or is that just something that kind of happens outside on its own?
That's some kind of a greasy deal Julian worked out that I still haven't got to the bottom of yet.
Yeah,
and I've been trying to get back to them, like get a hold of them, and they're not taking any of my calls. So I don't know what's going on with Netflix these days.
Seems like Julian's making money off it somehow, but I'm not.
Yep, it's horse shit.
Wait, now, so how's that work then? Is there sort of some internal tension going on between you three?
Well, I mean, Julian all of a sudden gets new rims on his car.
Yeah.
After the show starts airing on Netflix, he's got new rims and
80-inch TV.
He's got an 80-inch TV, and I don't got jack shit.
Huh.
So something seems weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's just there's a lot of paperwork involved, and it's a lot of my time, you know, trying to keep up with all the paperwork. So, you know, if I do take an extra 20, 30 points, it's because of the time I put in. Only seems fair.
Oh, I see. So, Julian, you're kind of taking care of the business side of things then for the Trailer Park
Boys.
Well,
I'm trying to. You know, I'm trying to get some actual series, television-type series on this app that we're coming out with soon. So, you know, it takes a lot of work, man.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know,
you've
been in the biz. You know what it's like trying to get TV shows off the ground and stuff. It's just a lot of paperwork, man.
You guys are always doing stuff, though. I was just... you know, I was in the Valley of God, Utah, last week, and I was in camping in my van with my dog, Charlie. And you guys were nice enough to send me some of your Trailer Park Boys hot sauce, which I love, and I put it on my eggs every morning. I think I sent you the video. Did you see that video where I was eating my egg?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yes, I was very jealous. I was hungry when I saw that, and I wanted some eggs.
That is some good sauce. That's some really good effing sauce you guys make. Are you guys involved in making...
Guess who set up the fucking deal? Guess who set up that deal?
Julian?
Me, yeah, me. I got that deal going.
It is pretty good, I have to say.
Oh, that's
yeah, well, guess what? There's another one. There's a new sauce coming called the Green Bastard. It's a green sauce, and I like it better than the first one, and I set that deal up.
Yeah, so you all kind of take turns setting up some of the business side of things then.
Yeah, I'm gonna set up some bigger deals, I think, coming up soon.
So Julian, with regards to the sauce specifically, because it's my favorite hot sauce in the world, I love it.
Awesome.
You know, I don't even use sriracha anymore. Like, fuck sriracha. It's all about the Trailer Park Boys hot sauce for me. But are you involved with the recipe and making the sauce, or what's in it?
We were.
You know, what is in it?
11 herbs and spices.
No, there's a lot of garlic.
Garlic. It's a vinegar-based sauce, and there's a bit of habanero in there and some different things. It's quite a lovely sauce. It's not too strong, you know. It's not too hot.
What about the, there's the whiskey, there's beer. You've got all these different products. Are you still involved with all of that stuff, too?
Oh, yeah, I'm hands-on the whiskey end of things, and it's going all right. We just got to try to get it down to the USA, because that's where they drink lots of whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes, we got a whole new, launching a whole new merchandise store online here in probably another month or whatever, and that's going to be all part of the app.
Potato chips, Tom. We're getting into potato chips.
See, there's just so much to keep track of. It's hard to kind of keep track of all the things that you guys are doing.
Yeah. We got potato chips coming out, and one of the flavors we're going to have at some point, mustard and bologna.
Wow. Wow, that sounds like a very Canadian, because we've got the best potato chip flavors in Canada. We've got ketchup chips. They don't have that anywhere in the United States. We've got dill pickle chips. Don't have that anywhere in the United States. So
Roast chicken.
Hickory sticks. Did you ever try those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about hickory sticks.
Some julienne potato sticks coming out, too.
Yeah, hickory sticks.
There's a lot of great Canadian fast foods. I remember when you guys invited me to be in your movie SwearNet, we were eating Harvey's a lot, and Sebastian Bach and you guys and myself, we talked about Harvey's a lot on that movie. Is Harvey's still a big thing up there in Canada?
Yeah, it's coming back.
Damn right it is.
It's starting to go away there for a bit, but it's back.
Yeah, we love Harvey's.
It's back, baby.
Mary Brown, another good Canadian one.
So what's a typical day like for you guys? How often are you together, and what do you do on a typical day?
I get up in the morning, have a piece of slow-fried bologna and a piece of bread, and then I go usually down hauling shopping carts out of the lake and selling them back at the grocery store.
Wow. Now, how do those shopping carts all end up in the lake anyways? That's always one of life's great mysteries, isn't it?
Yeah, people just don't, you know, they just let them go down the bank or whatever because they think it's funny. And
the wind has a lot to do with it.
The wind, yes, the wind will take them like you wouldn't believe.
Absolutely.
And I might have accidentally dropped a few in the lake myself over the years.
A few.
So that could be kind of a good thing, like you drop them in and then you go fish them out and return them.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been doing it for years.
I've been doing that thing.
Now, have you ever thought about leaving Nova Scotia and moving to Hollywood?
I've been trying to convince the boys to do it, but they don't want to move to Hollywood.
Nope. I think it's too busy for me and too expensive.
Too crazy busy. I'd end up in jail for a long time.
I mean, we've been there. We've been there on Hollywood Boulevard. We saw Spider-Man. Remember?
Yeah. It is fun to go and visit, but I don't know if I could live there.
Darth Vader. We saw him one time.
Papa Smurf.
Walking around with a big piss stain on his Darth Vader suit.
Now, do you get kind of overwhelmed when you come to the big city? Or?
Yeah, I do.
I think we get too drunk when we get to the big city.
And you have to be careful because, you know, dope's not really legal down there. It sort of is, but sort of isn't.
Yeah, California now, it's illegal. I think it is legal in California now, these days. But, you know, you never know what state you're in, right? Depends. If you're in Texas, you don't want to be caught with it in Texas, I don't think.
No, we got fucked over in Texas.
We
really
did get caught with it in Texas.
In El Paso.
It was a shit show.
Oh, really? What happened there? What happened in El Paso?
They have a goddamn international border in the middle of the goddamn state. So it's like you're crossing into a different country, but you're not. But they treat it like you are and searched our bus and found some things that they thought shouldn't be on there.
Oh, were you down sort of near the border of Mexico and you were driving north and there was a roadblock, road stop there or something?
Yeah, basically, yep. Same place Snoop Dogg got pulled over and went to Nelson, I think.
So you've worked with Snoop Dogg, right? Who are some of the celebrities you guys have worked with over the years?
Vern Troyer, he was awesome.
Yes, rest in peace, Vern. Yep. He was a friend of mine as well.
Yeah.
And we got you guys got us all together in your one of your Netflix specials, I believe it was, and Billy Bob Thornton Michael and Vern was there, and we had a fun day filming in Hollywood, actually.
That was for Micro Ninja when he jumped out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
He tried to hit him with a pan.
Billy Bob Horton was there. Billy Bob Thornton.
Thornton, Ricky, not Horton.
He's not related to Tim Horton, is he? Billy Bob Horton? Tim Horton?
Probably distantly.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah, we worked with them. We worked with Snoop Dogg and Tom Arnold and Rita McNeil.
Webster,
Sebastian Bach. Who else, boys? Dennis Rodman. Asa Tikkanen.
You have so many fans all over the world. It must be kind of overwhelming. Did you ever expect that it would become such a huge lifelong career?
No,
definitely not.
Next year, like 2021, April 2021, that's our 20th anniversary.
Bubbles, what's going on with your cats these days? Do you have a lot of cats, or to talk about cats for a minute?
Yes, I have a lot of cats. A lot of cats, and I make them wear masks and things when they're out. I try to make them socially distanced, but it's very difficult to make cats socially distanced. But I did make little masks for them, and they all wear masks around the park, so that's good.
Wow. I don't know that cats can even really get the COVID-19. I'm not sure if that's even something.
Oh, yes, they can.
I don't know.
Big cats at the
Tiger. Tiger got it, didn't he?
Big cats at the Bronx Zoo. They all had COVID.
Oh.
Kitties can get COVID. Yes, they can get COVID. And some of them, if you got an overweight kitty, he's not going to fare out very well because he's going to have, breathing problems and whatnot. So it's better to just put masks on them and, try to make them socially distanced.
So you actually make these little kitty COVID masks?
Yes, I do make kitty COVID masks.
Kitty COVID masks.
Yes, KCMs, I call them.
Yeah, that might be a good product you guys could put out as well, the Trailer Park Boys kitty COVID masks.
I agree. It's basically just like, when you're making cupcakes and you have those little things, the little paper things you put in the tray.
Yeah.
To pour the cupcake mix in, I just put elastics on those.
Uh-huh.
And right over the kitty's mouth and right over his snout, and it works quite good.
I wonder if you could put one of those on a snake. Then it wouldn't be able to bite you.
Ricky, first of all, it's got no ears to hook the mask onto. So you're going to have problems fixing the mask onto his face. Plus, a snake could just bite right through it.
You could put it on a thumbtack.
That's really dumb, man.
You can't thumbtack a cupcake holder onto a snake's face, because then you're sticking thumbtacks right into the snake.
I don't think snakes have nerves, do they?
Oh, they got nerves, baby, believe me.
You guys have been working together a long time, right? You often find yourself getting into arguments and things like that, but I guess it's just because you're so close, you can kind of just speak honestly with each other, right?
Well, when Ricky gets really high like he is right now, he doesn't make a lot of sense, so you gotta try to correct him or he'll just keep going.
Now, Ricky, tell me a little bit about, if you say you're high, he's high right now, you're high right now. What is going on with sort of the marijuana in Canada? Is there some good shit up there?
It's a bit of a goddamn mess because they legalized it and the government sells weed, but most of it's shitty weed. So really, people that still sell weed are still selling it, and people are buying weed not from the government. That weed's pretty good. Government stuff, some of it's okay, but most of it's garbage and expensive. So it's good for me. I can still make a living growing and selling, but it is. It's a goddamn mess.
I don't think I knew that, or my list, you know, the listeners here know that, you know, Canada, you know, has legalized weed. I don't think I knew, though, that the government was selling shitty weed. What makes it shitty, and what do you think could be done about this?
I think they just need some better growers or something. I mean, some of it's okay, but a lot of it's just not strong enough, and it doesn't taste great. It's too dry. Yeah, I don't know.
But you can grow up to four plants yourself.
I mean, it's good that you don't get busted anymore, and you're legally allowed to grow four plants. You can carry around an ounce, and all the edibles and hash and everything's legal now. So it is good, but they just need to get better quality products and cheaper products.
Do you think your show, The Trailer Park Boys, is one of the first shows on television that really talked about marijuana to the extent that you guys have?
I think for a TV show, it must be. I mean, Cheech and Chong did the movies and whatnot there years ago.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any TV shows like, you know,
I don't think so.
One, Ricky's been smoking dope on TV and getting shot and, you know, things like that, firing handguns into the air.
The Golden Girls used to smoke up, didn't they?
No, Ricky, the Golden Girls never smoked dope on their show.
I thought Blanche was a pothead.
Ricky, what are
they
you
just didn't show it. I think she was always high.
She looked high.
But she wasn't, like, smoking on camera.
Blanche Devereaux was not high.
Well, was she the horny one?
Yes, she was the horny one.
What kind of weed are you smoking now, boys?
Bit of Tangerine Dream and
I like that. Tangerine
hybrid.
Dream's a good band from the 80s. I used to like their electronic music.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, that was
they were really trippy when you're stoned.
Tom Cruise is in a movie with that soundtrack, wasn't he?
The business that was risky.
Risky Business.
Oh.
Tangerine Dream.
Tangerine Dream did the Risky Business soundtrack?
Yeah.
No, that was Bob Seger.
Well, no, but...
no, that was him cruising across the living room.
That was
dancing.
Bob Seger.
That was a dancing scene that you liked.
Are you still in the desert, Tom?
I'm in the Wasatch Plateau, which is sort of above the desert. In the mountains of Utah.
All right.
And I was slept last night at about 12,000 feet above sea level, and it was freezing. But I've driven down some, and I'm sort of parked at the side of a dirt road here where I managed to get enough cell phone signal to be able to take your call.
How did you climb the tall tree to sleep in it?
What? I just slept in the van. I just drove the van up to the top of the mountain, and I just sleep in the van. And I find these remote campsites and stuff, and I just go looking for isolated places. And I'm recording my podcast on the road, and I'm making music and doing all sorts of stuff. You guys are you still doing some music? Yeah, Bubbles, have you been performing? Are you guys all performing musically these days? What's going on with the music?
Haven't been performing, but I got a couple of new songs I'm working on, and I can't wait to do a Shit Rockers concert. Bubbles and the Shit Rockers are going to be playing at some point soon.
I had a good time rapping with you guys on your cruise a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
fun.
Yes, that was fantastic on the old cruise ship there.
That was a sweet cruise.
That was fantastic, that cruise.
Like, how did you hook that up? You had an entire like Norwegian cruise line cruise ship or something.
That was another Julian deal.
Yeah.
I got that going. I just made a few calls and it happened. But I don't think it'll ever be happening again.
I think the ship had a female captain and there was something going on there.
What do you think, like, the cruise industry is just done? No more Trailer Park Boys cruises?
I don't know. They're not doing that great at the moment.
I won't be getting on one anytime soon.
It's not the ideal place to be during COVID, trapped on a ship.
What would you say was the highlight of that cruise? Because that was, to me, was an incredible, incredible time. Lots of fun was had all around, but like you had bands there. What was your favorite part of that cruise?
Oh, one of the highlights for me was one night. Remember, I had that big fancy room and it had a big grand piano in it. And I walked in and you were sitting at the piano playing classical music. That was one of the highlights for me.
It was a good time. It was a good time. I'm not sure if it was classical or just me like hammering away in the keys, but I had a great time on that cruise. I hope we get to do that again.
I don't know what the highlight for me was because I don't really remember any of it.
Yeah, it was kind of blurry.
The whole thing.
Well, you pissed in the hot tub, Ricky. That was a highlight. You said it was.
Well, it's got chemicals. You're allowed.
I want to tell everybody to check out SwearNet. Is that would you consider that a podcast, or is there a podcast there as well, or is it a streaming show? What is it exactly? How do people find it, and how do people sort of follow you guys on SwearNet and social media?
Well, SwearNet, I mean, right now you go to swearnet.com and it's basically like a little online network, you know. Every week we have a half-hour show on there called The Park After Dark, where we just sit in Ricky's trailer and get high. But there's all kinds of other shows on there. Remember, Ricky used to do a show called Getting Learnt with Ricky?
Yeah.
Where Ricky would just teach people how to build birdhouses and things. And I had a show called Guitar Lessons with Bubbles. And there's all kinds of shows on there. There's like news shows and reality shows and all kinds of stuff. And there's an app coming, like they said there, coming out in December. There'll be a brand new app that you get on your phone, and all the shows are on there, and we'll be doing live streaming stuff. Julian wants to do a shopping channel thing for Christmas where we go on and do the shopping channel.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool. Because people don't want to go to the malls and stuff these days. They want to shop online, right? So I want to do a shopping channel kind of thing for Christmas.
And of course, you would be selling weed on there, I guess, right?
I wish. No, yeah, we can't do that. But we're going to be selling all kinds of stuff.
We could try.
Seems,
you know,
like
maybe auction off a few things.
Sauce.
It'll be fun.
Whiskey, potato chips, you name
weed.
It.
Wait.
Hats, throwing some shirts, you know.
Cat masks.
Weed grinders.
And is there more movies and TV shows coming soon? Where should people be watching for that?
Well, the boys just spent the last, you know, large amount of time in jail, and the camera fellas were in the jail with them, so I'm sure that's going to be coming out on Swearing It too, wouldn't it be, fellas?
Yeah, yeah. It's, we were in jail for a season, I guess you could call it.
Wow.
And it was quite, it's jail's, it's changed quite a bit. It wasn't that great of a time.
No.
Yeah. I can imagine it wouldn't be fun. You're saying it was fun at one time, but it's not as much fun anymore?
Jail used to be great.
It'd be great. Now it's
lean.
They're strict now for some reason. It's just,
you can't get booze or dope or anything.
No.
Well, that will be coming to SwearNet too, probably hopefully in December. I think it's just going to be called Trailer Park Boys Jail.
Yeah.
Something like a puppet show or something coming out on it?
Yeah, and they have a puppet show coming. Some kind of a puppet show where they just, the puppets are all swearing at each other and they're drunk and high.
This sounds amazing. I mean, I can't wait. Well, listen, I don't want to take up your whole day, guys. I mean, I appreciate you calling into my podcast here and
yeah, thanks, Tom. It's good talking to you, buddy.
Yeah,
this is super cool.
One question.
Yeah.
If you're in the desert, what's your favorite dessert in the desert?
Oh, man.
See, it's two different words.
We're a play on words, man.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, basically, you know, I'm just eating like granola bars a lot out here, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, rock candy.
I heard rattlesnake's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I fortunately haven't seen many of those yet, but I've been cooking a lot. I've been cooking a lot of pasta, eggs, and.
Hey, I saw where Charlie the dog made friends with a coyote.
Absolutely, that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was up on my Instagram the other day. Yeah, we're making all sorts of friends out here.
I would have scared the thing would have grabbed him by the neck or something.
I know. They
if
just seemed to.
Yourself
they just
desert,
hit it off,
it
those two.
Different?
They just hit it off right away. It was amazing.
I know. If you service yourself in the desert, does it feel any different than when you're at home?
It feels dirtier.
Why would you ask him that question?
I'm not saying that I've done that. I'm just saying if I did, it probably would. But hey, on that note, guys, I appreciate your call, and I know you guys are very busy, but true Canadian international legends. It's been a real honor to have you call into the Tom Green interview. And
you're
you know
the
when
Canadian
I
legend, my friend.
You know what? I love that we've all become friends over the years and gotten to do so many cool things together. It's been awesome. I hope we get to see each other soon and get out of this stupid pandemic and go have some more fun on a cruise ship or at a comedy club or a theater somewhere and just have some fun.
Yeah, yeah, sounds
definitely
great.
Be careful down there in your hand.
You stay safe, man.
Yeah, and enjoy your trip.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. All right. All right. Thanks so much for calling, okay?
All right. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. Love.
Thanks again to the Trailer Park Boys. That was amazing. Thanks to my mom, Mary Jane Green. And thank you all of you for listening and subscribing to this podcast. I'd love to ask you to please tell your friends to subscribe. Post it on social media. Go on Instagram. Go on Twitter and Facebook and tell people to subscribe to the Tom Green interview. And thank you to Audio Up. Please follow them as well, Audio Up Media, on all the platforms, and let them know that you're enjoying the show. If it wasn't for them, we probably wouldn't have this broadcast happening every week. It's definitely, definitely amazing to have their support. And thank you, Audio Up. This has been awesome. Okay, we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.